You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
And now, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window with Reverend Elliot.
Reverend Elliot.
Live from magic-works.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Reverend Elliot's Magical Window
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Greetings, fellow seekers of truth, wisdom, and light. It's been such a lazy day for me that I nodded off for the intro here. But here, welcome back. This is Reverend Elliot coming to you live from the city of New York, just at the end of August. And, well, you know, I've had a very lazy day. I caught up on one of my favorite chores, which is called sleeping. And I had an awful lot of stuff to do today, and I didn't do it. I just figured I'll do it tomorrow. Why not, right? That's what tomorrow is for. oh, boy. See what I mean? I'm just tired today. I'm just beat. And yet, I look forward to doing this. This is my favorite thing to do, and I'm going to be doing more, not of this on Ask One Radio, but a corollary program, which you can look at my website, magic-works.com, or it's at the top of the page for the 10 Lost Books of the Prophets.com. There's a little teaser there for something new that I'm going to be doing. And it doesn't involve tarot reading, so it doesn't conflict with this, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy doing it. And it's about communicating, really. That's what it is. And that's what I enjoy doing. I look back at my work career, and I see that almost everything I've ever done was a form of communications work. That's unavoidable for me, I suppose. But I've always liked it. I built a little radio as a kid, and I enjoyed sending transmissions out like to a quarter of a block away. But there you go. I'm covering the world. So there, that's a bit of a growth there, and I like it. So what we're gonna do tonight is get through the magical window, go look through the magical window, which is what I call the tarot, because the tarot cards, which used to be quite a common thing in people's lives, there was no shame in using a tarot reader. There was no concern. It was always considered normal. And it was something that people just did. And then it kind of fell off the map. It became goofy. We started relying on psychologists, I suppose, after that. But tarot lets us see things. Now, the regular watchers here and listeners know that tarot lets us see things that we don't normally perceive. And that's the beauty of it. That's what makes it a magical window. Now, that is not an overstatement, because you can look into this and see all kinds of stuff. I mean, just last week's show, for instance, I looked in there and I said to a young lady who was calling that there's a card that indicates the birth of a child, and she told me she was expecting a child. So you see, that's how they work. Is it scary? It could be. But anything we don't understand can be scary, and this is something we don't understand. There's so many books written about how it works. These are archetypal images, and a series of images can explain everything. No, it does. This is very specific. I remember one of the first card readings I ever did was for a woman, and I said, according to this, you were married 9 years and you were divorced. Now, that's pretty specific. And she said, yes. Now, this wasn't a person who was just willing to agree with everything I say. It turned out that I got to know this person quite well. And yes, she had been married for 9 years and then got divorced. Hey, listen, look at this. I wondered what happened to my medallion. Where did it go? It's hanging in here somewhere. Well, I don't think I have time to pluck that out at the moment. It's coming out through the button. See, I'm sloppy today. I'm really sloppy today. This is the day that I shouldn't be carving meat, that's for sure. You ever have one of those days where you just want to rest and relax? Well, I do find this relaxing, but sleeping is my thing these days. I went to sleep last Friday and I woke up Monday. I woke up Sunday morning. Now that's creepy. If you can sleep and miss a whole day, then there's something definitely not working properly. So I do want to look into that sometime, but not now. Jeez, this is going to irritate me. This is one of those silly little things in life, you know. But there it is. It's my little medallion, and it just seems to be stuck there. So let's see what we can do to make it look a little less unstuck. That's right, Reverend Elliot, Magical Fashion Faux Pas. That's what we'll call the show. But there it is now. You can get medallions like this one at my Zazzle store, which is a lot of fun. Get over to mojoacademy.org, and you can either there or, you see, I'm losing track of everything today. Either there or magic-works.com. I think it's over at magic-works.com. You can check out my occult jewelry. Take a look at that. There's some wonderful stuff there. And it's very modestly priced, and generally there's a sale going on. So you check the website, and if it says, you know, 15-20% off, take a shot there. It's like I said, I'm not doing this to maximize income. I just enjoy doing it. So this is a nice end of the summer. We'd never needed the air conditioner here once. Not once. Not even. We have fans that also blow cool air out by using a mist of water, and we didn't need those this year either. It's been very, very temperate, and I enjoy it. I've done a little bit of walking this year. I mentioned I got my old walking stick out. In my 30s, I was wise enough to get a nice solid walking stick for the day when I'm an old guy, and I'm an old guy now, so I do use the walking stick. Now, the thing is, I don't use the walking stick out of feeble bones or anything like that. It's because I have trouble with one eye, and that means I can't balance very well. I didn't expect that. I know that I lack depth perception, so there's always a cleanup in aisle 4 when I go to the store. I can knock over a display faster than you can say Jack Robinson. But I'm not comfortable walking without being able to see completely. This is New York, you know. You this is where we famously look both ways before crossing a one-way street. That's how you can spot the New Yorkers anywhere in the world. That is an observation from a wonderful comedy writer and performer named Barry Berry. Said quite easily that you spot the New Yorkers anywhere you go, because they look both ways before crossing a one-way street. And that is the truth. So now here we're going to be looking across time and space. That I can do. That's easy. That I've been doing for years. Because it doesn't take any ability. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of knowing what the cards mean and interpreting them, especially interpreting them next to what's standing with them. You can learn more about this if you're so inclined in a lot of, any bookstore has a tarot card section. But what you won't find there is probably the single best, most honored tarot book ever written by a man who can't put on a chain. It's called Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. It's a book I dedicated to you, the audience of this show. And it explains all you need to know to get going as a tarot reader. And it has started several careers. So please, I advise you to get that. And maybe you'll have a show here on Ask One Radio too. I advise that. This has been a game changer for me. I you're not going to believe this, but I'm basically a very shy person. Yeah, I know. But I got over most of that. The book Reverend Elliot's Magical Window can be found at mojoacademy.org or at my eBay store, which you'll find a link to at mojoacademy.org. There's links to it all over the internet. Just look up Reverend Elliot's Magical Window and you'll see. There may still be links up there claiming that it's available at Amazon. It's not. I dumped everything from Amazon because they're a pain in the posterior. That they made life so difficult that I just, you know, when they started offering me ways to address it, I hit the road, Jack. You know, that's me. So take a look at that. Now, if you want to read a very good book on doing tarot that I didn't write, I'm very ecumenical here. I recommend, if you can find a copy, and I think places like Thrift Books might have it, eBay may have it, by Emily Peach. Yes, that is a real name, Emily Peach. And it's called The Tarot Workbook. That is dynamite. The first half of the book is a beautiful breakdown on reading tarot cards. The second half of the book, it might take you a couple of years to get into that, because that is a look at the overarching esoteric philosophy and the tree of life and things of that sort. But it's well worth it. Please take a look at the tree of life. You know, I have a spare copy of that. I may just list that myself. The tree of life, the tarot workbook by Emily Peach. Please do that, because the first half is beautiful. And the second half, when you're ready, is just what you'll need. So give it a shot, okay? Now we're all shuffled up. I've got the cards ready. I'm going to ring a bell three times to get us into sacred space as I pull back the magical curtain on the magical window. And our first caller is Brenda in Gainesville, Florida. Hi, Brenda. You are on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi.
Hi, Brenda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. What can I look at for you?
I don't know. Just give me like a general, maybe.
Okay. I was going to make some kind of silly joke about the army, but, you know, got to restrain ourselves here. People call me in good faith, and they don't want to be joked with. So let's see what we get.
Oh, I don't care. Go ahead and joke with me if you want to.
Beautiful. Are you in the market for romance? And this is not a personal question.
Sort of, yes or no, but not really.
Okay, well, this is a professional
yes,
question. Like, sometimes it comes whether we want it or not, and you do what you want with it. But I have the Knight of Cups. Cups are affairs of the heart, emotions, and it's telling me that's the appearance of something new. Now, keep in mind that the knights are pretty much hypothetical. It's not quite as solid as the pages, but it means that that an opportunity for romance will be coming your way. Also, there's going to be changes in your life. That's the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, nice.
Now, the changes will be good. Right now, I have the Two of Swords for your life, overall life situation, which is a card of feeling kind of stuck where you are. You're not moving, you're not getting anywhere.
You exactly. Kind
of...
Yep.
Okay, well, now the card that I mentioned, the Page of Cups, that would mean the actual appearance of romance. That's the next card here.
Oh.
See, I no sooner do I get done saying it's not, the Knight of Cups is not like the Page of Cups, you get the Page of Cups. Now, to me, this just shows me that the tarot cards are not only alive and sentient, but they're sarcastic. Because they're telling me, don't speak for us, pal. We'll speak for ourselves. So yeah, the change in your life that's going to shake it up a little bit is going to be something emotionally satisfying. If it's not romance, it'll be something else that you find quite emotionally satisfying. The Ten of Rods here tells me that you're feeling that you're under a great burden and a lot of stuff that you've got to do. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the two next cards should get to you, because one is the Star. That's a card of hope and optimism. So, you know, keep your chin up. And the Ten of Swords is here. That is a very ugly card, but it's one of the nicest cards in the deck. It shows a person lying face down in the mud with 10 knives in her back. Now, the point of that card...
Yeah, I know. I know the card.
Okay, there you go. It means you're going to get up again. It means that life threw its worst at you, and you're going to be fine. So you have a very optimistic, uplifting time coming with some good stuff emotionally happening. So
that's good. I need it, because it's like very draining and everything.
The Hermit is here. That means you'll find an advisor, maybe somebody to help you out. And the Justice card is here.
Okay.
That if somebody has done you wrong, it's going to be righted. Okay?
Oh, okay. Cool.
So that's you're entering a very good period. So keep that in mind. Anything else you want to look at? Was that about it?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks
Thank
a lot
you so
for
much.
Calling. My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you see, this is what I go into this in my book that I was telling you about, Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. The idea that the tarot cards may just be alive. Now, that's a silly thing to a lot of people, but science is starting to come around to the idea that maybe, just maybe, the universe is alive. The universe itself is a sentient being. The sun is alive. You know, this is stuff that is like next generation philosophy meeting science, because what are we but matter? And yet we think and we're alive. It's more than just alive. Is the universe conscious? Is the sun conscious? And they say that it's quite possibly yes. The planet may be conscious. They keep talking about how human beings are damaging the planet and the planet is going to kill off the human beings. Well, that sure as heck to me sounds like a conscious action. You know, if you don't want to have around things and people who are hurting you. I don't anyway. That's why the Lord in his infinite wisdom created divorce lawyers. But there you go. I don't want to harp on that again. I've been very happily married for 40 years. There's an old joke, too. I've been in love with the same woman for 40 years. My wife finds out, she'll kill me. But no, we've been together 40 years, and it's been what a ride it's been. And we survived being in business together for 20 years and thrived, and we never had a fight over business. We may have had a couple of arguments here and there, monthly, but... We certainly get along, you know, and we enjoy each other's company. There's one of the things I enjoy doing is just spending a nice, quiet day at home with my wife, who you will find, oddly enough, on. You knew I was going to do this on my new shaving soap. There'll be an announcement about that when that comes out. I have a shaving soap for the needs of hair removal for the lady, and I have her picture on that label, so that's an homage. Homages now and then make life easier. So keep in mind that consciousness may not be exclusive to animal life. Animals do have feelings, you know. When I was a kid, we had a German Shepherd. You'll find a picture of that German Shepherd in my blog, the post that's up there now. Give it a shot. Go to magic-works.com and click on my blog, and it'll get you there. And that dog was a beauty. German Shepherds are excruciatingly intelligent, and I had not seen that dog. Oh gosh, for maybe a good 10 years. And by the time I saw it again, the dog was old, and as a lot of purebred German Shepherds, was lame in the hind leg, so it was difficult getting around. But the minute that dog saw me, it started whimpering, and it dragged itself over to me. And I know that dogs don't have tear ducts, but the liquid was flowing from the eyes. And it just came over to me. That dog just came over and planted his head on my legs, and it knew me, and it missed me. It was quite obvious. It's very funny how that happens. Now, animals, we agree, have consciousness. The degree to which they have it may not match what human beings have, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because I do think we overthink. There, how's that for a conundrum? I think we overthink. But if the world is conscious, if the planet itself is conscious, if, as Zorba the Greek said, rocks are alive, if the sun is conscious, if the ocean is conscious, well, the ocean, how can that be? It's just water. Well, your brain is mostly water, and they tell us that's conscious in many people. I don't know about all. So that's something to think about, that we're not just shuffling through a stone valley here. That could mean buildings develop consciousness. Maybe that's what haunted houses are about. There's consciousness everywhere. We're surrounded by it. It would be very good. I don't like to say should, because I don't believe in shoulding on people. I believe that it is good for us to treat the world like a conscious entity. That's all. Jody in Knoxville, Tennessee is next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hi. I have a cat. His name is Socks, and I am taking him to the vet tomorrow. He has a skin rash on his back. I don't know if it's a tumor or what it is, but he has a skin condition which is bad on his back. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think is happening? May I hear from you?
Sure, I'll take a look. But of course, the main thing is you're doing the right thing. You're getting professional care. So
okay, because I have neglected him so much. I have neglected him and taking him to the vet. I'm trying to get my health situated and back to normal again. And I just need to know what's going on with his skin condition.
Well, the two cards I have here are. One is the sun, which means health and healing and growth and happiness. But the key thing here is healing. So that applies to both of you, to Socks and to your own health, I guess. And the Ten of Cups is here, which indicates a happy home. So it looks to me like things will work out okay.
And will Socks be okay with his skin condition?
Well, the what indication is it? What here is his is skin? That the indication here is it'll be treated because the sun indicates healing.
Okay. So is it cancerous, do you think, or is it a tumor, do you think?
That's pretty much beyond what the cards can show. You're doing the right thing going to the vet. So let the vet handle that and ask the vet ask questions there. A lot of people are reluctant to ask questions of a medical professional. I'm not. I've caused a stink in hospitals where they one doctor looked at me once and said, "Well, at least we know you're not a passive patient." And nobody should be.
He was my first cat, and I love him. I love him dearly. I have neglected him, his health, and not looking and not taking care after. Care of him properly.
We had a cat here for many years who was a psychotic, I see. You know, very a crazy animal. He'd love to have people pet him, and if you stopped petting him, he'd attack you. So it was. We warned people to be careful. And we never replaced, when his time came, as a very old cat, we never replaced it, you know, because it's
they're
it's
part
like
of the family.
Yeah, it's not like getting a new frying pan, you know. You know exactly what I mean. But I'm getting positive signs here. So I'm hoping that that's a good outcome, okay?
Okay. All right. I sure appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I will light a candle and send positive energy for you and Socks. How's that?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jody. And let's shuffle them up. Yeah, you know, this cat was really something else. And he used to attack me when I first started showing up around here. it would go for my ankles. So I hid by a door frame. And when he came by, I sprayed water on him and hissed. He never bothered me again. I think he realized I was a member of the tribe at that point. But these things, these animals have definite personalities, and they're not always likable. But that's, you know, that's like people too. Haven't we all known people who might be kind of interesting and nice, but they just are not likable? They just push you away. And I've learned over the years at a very great price that when people tell you, you shouldn't get too close to me because I'm crazy, they mean it. You know, they just take their word for it and let it go. You know, that's the best thing you can do, because people are compelled to tell the truth, which is a fascinating thing. Read a story by Edgar Allan Poe called The Imp of the Perverse. That is a marvelous piece of work. And we here in New York, we used to be assigned that in the fourth grade. Now, you may think it's kind of cruel to prescribe Edgar Allan Poe for fourth graders, but the point was to teach us how to use a dictionary, because that man had a wide vocabulary. And the thing about Poe is that if he couldn't find just the right word for what he wanted, he made up a new word. Now, a lot of nice words came out of his work. Tintinnabulation is one. What's his name? Look, I can't believe I'm referring to what's his name, right? William Shakespeare. Take a look at all the expressions and the phrases that William Shakespeare created by the skin of our teeth. You know, things like the green-eyed monster. There's hundreds of things that he neologized, to use a $4 word. There's a funny old joke. Well, funny, it depends. There's an old joke. Let's leave it at that. I'll leave the value judgment out. About two old women, neighbors. They're in their 80s. And one is talking about Shakespeare. And the other says, I've never seen a Shakespearean play or a movie. And she says, you're kidding. I am going to get tickets. We are going to go together. And we're going to go see Hamlet. So, oh, wow, you know. You're never too old to have a new experience. So they go to see Hamlet, and this is the woman's very first exposure to Shakespeare. And her friend says, so how did you like it? And she says, well, to tell you the truth, it was too full of quotations. That's all you need to know about Shakespeare, you know, because he's endlessly quoted. I don't know who has contributed more book titles than Shakespeare. You know, there's movie titles, book titles. Great Ernst Lubitsch film, To Be or Not to Be, which was remade in the loosest possible use of that term by Mel Brooks, because he wanted to give a classic movie to his wife, Anne Bancroft. An admirable goal, but please don't mess with Ernst Lubitsch. This was an almost perfect filmmaker. And so many for whom the bell tolls is John Donne, I believe. It's not Shakespeare, but it's up there. All the great titles. A great book by Richard Matheson, who is probably the best writer you know, but you don't know you know. Almost everybody's favorite Twilight Zone episode was written by Richard Matheson, and he was just sensational. Well, he wrote a book that was turned into a movie with Robin Williams, which was such a bad movie that the stunning plot twist, and I mean stunning plot twist in the book, they put it in the commercial for the movie. You know, this is why, you know, I put in my time as a Hollywood writer, but I was never part of that culture. I just couldn't be. It just was not possible. So the book is called What Dreams May Come, which is from Hamlet. For in that sleep, who knows what dreams may come, from the soliloquy of to be or not to be. And it is a marvelous book. And it is from the beginning to the end, it's riveting, unlike the movie. Trust me, if you saw the movie, try to get it out of your head. Find the book. The book starts with an old lady knocking on a door, giving somebody a manuscript and saying, your brother wrote this and he wants you to have it. The guy says, what are you talking about? My brother is dead. She says, I know. Please take it from me. You know, it's just brilliant stuff. And Matheson, again, look him up. He wrote everybody's favorite Twilight Zone episodes, with possibly the exception of the Happy Perfect Day, which is about the little boy who sends people to the cornfield. But look him up sometime and look up the movies that Richard Matheson did. There's a peculiarity. Richard Matheson books make terrible movies unless he writes the screenplay. I have one now I have lined up to take a look at, which I haven't seen in years, called The Legend of Hell House, from a book that will scare the pants off you. So, you know, but Matheson wasn't always scary. He wrote what became the movie Time and Again, Bid Time Return, you know, the Christopher Reeve film. It's okay, but the book, again, is marvelous. Matheson was a real treasure. And later in life, as an old man, speaking again, so you can always start over, he started writing Westerns. And his very first Western was called The Journal of the Gun Years, and it won the Golden Spur Award as the best Western of the year. So, you know, this, the man was so brilliant at communicating as a writer that I just can't even fathom that I was trying to be in the same league as he was, which of course I wasn't. He also wrote a wonderful book called I Am Legend, which was ruined four times by movies. There was a movie called I Am Legend with Will Smith, which had nothing to do with it. Pardon me. There was The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, and there was The Last Man on Earth by Vincent Price, which is an anomaly because Matheson wrote the script for that, but they ruined it. They made it better. They made it better. A director, a very good director, a theater director I worked with once, had a friend who had a production company in LA called Better, Better, because that's what they do. You end up in a meeting with them, and that's why you have to say, well, better, better. So, I am about to put up another blog post, which encompasses some of my experiences in the film business. So you may find that interesting, because Irving Thalberg, who was the head of MGM in his brief life, said, everyone in America has two businesses, their own and the movies. And by gosh, can't beat that. So now let's go to Trinity, Texas for Sari Ann. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliot.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I am all right, thank you.
Well, let's see if we can make that a little better as we come to the halfway mark in the show. What can I do for you? What can I look at?
Well, I would like to know how is my next month look like.
Your next month looks like, let's see, that's a valid question.
That's a valid question.
Yeah, I'll shuffle them up.
That would be great.
Yeah, I used to get an awful lot of readings done for people at the end of the year, looking at the next year. But I really slacked off last year because of illness. So I'm hoping to do that again, which is why I cut my prices in half. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Well, it's only fair because I pardon, geez. Why does this happen to me now? Let's see. Oop. Hang on a second. I'm going to take some water.
Okay, no problem.
Showing once again that I'm only human. There, I always keep some water handy.
That's right.
Good. That better not be vodka. That's all I can say, because I don't do that anymore.
Oh, no.
So
those things don't mix.
No. Before my first marriage, I met her uncle, who was a former Marine who was a portrait painter, and he liked vodka and water. And they said, just be prepared to make him a vodka and water. And I was so pleased to do that. And I made him a vodka and water when he came to visit. And he said, that's very nice, but could you maybe not make a water and vodka next time? You make it vodka and water. You know, so I was very naive in those days. So the first card I had for you was the Ace of Swords. Aces are new beginnings. Swords are mental activity. You are coming into a new way of seeing the world. Do you feel that happening?
Yes, I'm very spiritual.
Yeah, well, it's coming that you are, and the King of Swords is here also. So the Temperance card is here too. That's important. because Wonderful. These cards tell me that your mind is coming into focus. You're coming up with new ways of thinking. The Four of Rods is here, which means you'll be very happy and secure. Things will be good and peaceful. And the Temperance card is, if your life was out of balance in any way, it'll be restored, that balance. That's very important to know.
Yes.
I have the Devil card here, and this is what's odd. The Devil card is not a great card. It's not a bad, it's not like Satan or anything. But the interesting thing is I don't read upside down cards because there's plenty of meaning for all of these. But this card somehow in the deck was upside down. So it's even better. Pardon me. It means you're going to be free of bad influences. Speaking of vodka, you're going to be free of... You're going to be free of controlling people who try to control you. It's a very good sign. Your regular listeners and watchers will know that I don't do upside down cards. They just don't happen. And yet there it was in the deck. So I have to go with it. You're a very spiritual person, you say? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got this card here, the High Priestess. That tells me that you... You have mediumistic tendencies that you can speak to people on the other side of the veil. So that's very good. Next month is going to be a period of mental growth for you and positive change. That's how I see it. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you want to look at?
I am traveling next month. I was wondering.
Okay.
That everything goes well and it's going to be a pleasant trip, or I don't have to worry anything.
Do people have pleasant trips these days? I see people fighting at the airport all the time. I see riots breaking out on cruises.
Yeah.
People getting shot on the road. I mean, to me, a pleasant trip is going from one end of the apartment to the other.
Right.
Let's see what we have here. Well, you know, the Seven of Rods is here. That tells me that you're a person who can sweep away obstacles. You don't let these things get in the way. The Death card is here. It means the beginning of a new period of your life. Now that's obvious to see because you're changing the way you think and the way you see. Something is going to happen on this trip. It's not going to kill you. You know, it's going to herald the beginning of a new phase in your life. This may turn out to be the most important trip you ever took.
I like that.
And there's a card here. This is the eight. Oh, silly me, the Eight of Cups. That is a person who moves some away from things that aren't working for her and going to things that are. And that's part of the period that involved. See, it all goes back to that the swords, that your mind is growing and expanding, and you're going to be doing very well. It sounds to me like you're eager to enter a new phase of life. So that's good.
I am.
I've always had to be dragged kicking and screaming into those. So it is no fun for me. Now I'm going to disappear for a second down here because. I dropped a couple of cards. Very
oh, no.
Yeah. I'm very
they got to be an important card. They got to be an important card because you dropped them.
Well, they are. Look, the main card is this one, which is means that the bad times are over. If you've been having bad times, no more cards.
Oh.
That they're over.
Yes.
See, this is very important because this is all... And this may have to do with the trip you're taking because that's what's coming up. Your mind is expanding. You're entering a new phase in life. The bad times are over and good times are on the way. You know, this is really something. You know, it's you may have a very clumsy card reader here, but your cards are not clumsy. How's that? So let's cut the deck one more time and see what we have. Oh, the Page of Coins. That tells me that there's a new income stream coming your way also. More money headed your way. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
So keep me posted, because anybody can contact me through my websites and or through Ask One Radio, or that's all. Just Google Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. You'll get my email address. You get everything. So keep me posted, because I would be happy to pull a couple of cards for you when you get back. And no charge, of course. We'll just consider that an extension of this reading, okay?
Oh, thank you. I like what I heard. That was wonderful. I'm thinking about it. I'm praying that something new coming in my life in that trip.
Oh,
we'll see.
Look, let me give you one more card here. It's the world. The world. Yeah. Assured success. That's what that card is. Assured success. You're going to be fine. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. And we'll round this off. I just want to do something here that might embarrass somebody, but too bad. I was talking about movies and all that, and how insane it all is. Well, for my money, there is only one active person writing about movies these days who's worth reading. And I have had a couple of setbacks lately in terms of health. So I've fallen way behind, but I want you to read Scott Ross, is his name. Now you can, the easy thing to do is go to my blog, which you'll find at magic-works.com, my blog. And, or later today, go to my Twitter account, Rev Elliott, at Rev Elliott at Twitter, X. And I'll put up a link to Scott. He's a very talented playwright. Produced, highly acclaimed, just absolutely brilliant, and it's so worth reading what he writes. If you like film at all, and you don't want to be bored to tears by a cineast who will say, "Well, the thing about Citizen Kane is that the sprocket holes were aligned a little differently," you know, no, you're not going to get that kind of tripe. You're going to get witty and insightful, as opposed to inciting, commentary on films. And maybe you can help me urge him to compile these into a book. You know, the man is extremely talented and is, again, the only writer on film I will read now. At all. That's Scott Ross. You go to my blog, Reverend Elliott's blog, you get a link at magic-works.com. Look at my blog, click on that. And on the side, there's a list of other links. At the top, you'll find his blog, which is the film criticism. So please take a look. You will thank me. Janice in Lee's Summit, Missouri is next. Hi, you're on with Reverend Elliott.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Janet. How are you? Janice. I said Janet. Yeah. Yeah. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing well. What can I look at for you tonight?
Just where my life is headed, you know.
Oh, that way. Right? Let's see. It's a funny thing, you know. It's Israel Regardi, the esoteric writer, used to say, and this showed up on Law and Order a few times. The Sam Waterston DA character used to say this. There are certain indications, which I have written about somewhere on my webpage, that occult workers have been writing Law and Order. Just as an example, there was a show about a New York real estate developer with a big ego, and his name was Keys. Now, okay. The tarot cards are also called trumps. And the trump cards are referred to as the keys. So you see, that's not a coincidence. Well, Israel Regardi used to say is life's a funny old dog. So I gave up long ago trying to see where life was going because it's always, I've made plans and something else comes along. So here's your outlook though. The Six of Coins, that's a part of getting money. It could be philanthropy. That's what it generally is. It could be money that you're owed. It could be money that you didn't expect that you're earning. But that's a card of getting money. Look at, there's a smile on the guy's face as he's handing out the money. and that's good.
Do you hear my smile?
Oh, yeah. And the next is the Knight of Swords. That means, again, the sword is mental activity. There's a lot of this going around. And I get a lot of these early sword cards. Developing a new way of thinking and a new way of seeing the world. And a lot of things have happened lately that are forcing us to change how we conceive of the world and things like that.
True, very true.
And many of us resist it at our own peril, but you're not going to resist it. It's there. It's going to come for you. The Star is here. That's a card of hope and optimism. The Knight of Rods is here. See, knights are beginnings. And that's money. The rods are work. Rods are career. There's going to be new options coming your way in terms of thought and perception and work. Four of Coins is here. It's telling me that you're very good at marshaling your financial resources, that you're not profligate with money, that you can handle it. You can make a dollar stretch. And the Eight of Rods tells me that all this is going to be happening very soon. Now, the next card is very important. And then the card after that is boring because I've already had it three times today. Fool is your card here. The Fool is a great, great card. That is a card that means the person is the Romani people say the person who gets that card is the beloved of God. Had there been anything negative in your reading, that would have wiped it right out. That was my feeble attempt at finger snapping. You say sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This is the card that a lot of people have been getting tonight, and you've got it too. It's the end of troubles.
Oh, Lord.
It means that the worst
life
has thrown the worst at you, and you're still here, and you're going to get up, and you're going to survive it. Because, and according to these cards, you're going to do more than survive. You're going to thrive. You're going to be very happy. That's what this card is. That's the Nine of Coins. And that's a person who's satisfied and happy. And another page. Now, this is important because it's the Page of Cups. And you've got three pages here. Three beginnings. Two of them are knights. But the page is more definite.
Okay, right.
That means that something very good is coming your way in terms of emotions and feelings, maybe even romance. But it's overall, it means that emotionally, things are going to be very good for you. So you're entering a very good period of time in your life. Balance will be restored. That's the Temperance card. The Emperor card here shows that you're going to be taking charge. This is all very good stuff. And I think you're ready for it, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes.
Well, here it is. If you've been working to get there, you did it. You succeeded. Okay. I just cut the deck and there's one more card here, which is the Three of Coins, which indicates that a temporary position, either a new assignment or a new job, that's a temporary thing, but you're going to do so well because the threes are about completion. You're going to do so well that it will lead to other things. So keep that in mind. That might be where the new money stream comes from. So you're going to be fine, according to this. And you deserve it, don't you think? It's been a while, right?
Yes.
So just keep in mind that this is going to happen soon. Now, I don't normally do timing, but you had that card of the rods, which shows the rods landing. They're in the air and an arc about to hit. So it's coming very soon for you, okay?
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful news, Elliot. Wonderful news.
Thank you, Elliot, so much for calling.
Can I ask?
Well, I've got to run. I'm the clock is calling me out of here. So.
All right. Thank you, Elliot, for the reading.
You know, send me an email, okay? I'll be happy to do that, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Elliot. Bye-bye.
And we've come to the end of another edition of Reverend Elliot's Magical Window. And I think I showed you these last week. Look at these. These are so cute. These are teeny, weeny little tarot cards. Yeah, I bought these so many years ago. And They're barely touched. It's the Rider-Waite deck, which is the most popular deck there is, and I just don't like yellow that much. So I have the Albano-Waite deck, which was from the 60s, where they recolored those. If you're interested in the history of the cards, check out the Encyclopedia of Tarot. I believe you can get them as PDF files now, because they were grotesquely expensive. They're very big books, though. I'm not saying that they're overpriced, but they're costly, especially since they've been out of print. But they're from U.S. Games, which makes tarot cards, and it is a wonderful company that was run by a great man named Stuart Kaplan, who did so much to promote tarot cards, and he is sorely missed in the world of tarot. But that's it for this this month. Yes, it is. I'll be back in September. See you in September, as Brian Hyland so wistfully sang in 1958 or whenever the heck it was. I'd say I'm dating myself, but I don't think I'm good enough to date. So there you go. That's me. We will be back again until we see each other next week. Check out mojoacademy.org, because you'll find links to all the books that I have, and they're all available at a nice little 15% discount from the printing plant. You can get them through eBay also, if I can get off my butt and continue listing them, because I don't have many listed there now. And I know last week I said I would, but for a guy who doesn't do much, I get very tired. But that's the nature of my medical condition. It's a bit exhausting. Although that's not to say that I was ever a bundle of energy. Although when I look back in my life, I see there was a time when I was working maybe two or three jobs at a time. But we do what we have to do, don't we? So, hey, look, keep an eye out for what I'm going to be doing soon on YouTube. You can see a teaser at the homepage at magic-works.com, magic-works.com. And I'm pretty sure you'll find that of interest. And that's about all I have. You know, I've got to get to the post office tomorrow to mail out a few books and mail out a few shaving soaps. This is this stuff, it's going well. I wanted to make an inexpensive shaving soap, because the inexpensive shaving soaps died during the inflation we had over the last few years. But I didn't expect it to be so good. I mean, it's just, who knew? If I'd known I had a knack for doing that, I'd have done it years ago, trust me. But I'm doing this, and it's like $4.99 per tablet of soap, so it's reasonably priced. I'm not out here to make a killing. I'm just here to help guys shave. And now there's a new one coming for the ladies. Keep an eye out for that. So until we get together again next week at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the Ask One Radio Network, remember, who you are is the universe's gift to you. Who you become is your gift right back to the universe. Remember, time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Where do you want to go, and what do you want to do with your life? So until we meet again next week, have a great time. Bye-bye.